Ezekiel chapter 31. And we give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And of course, we're going to claim these scriptures. We're also going to look at Matthew chapter 16. And so, before we start to share the word, let's receive. Let's, by faith, receive these verses of scriptures in the mighty name of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 31 from verse 3 to 10 in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Ezekiel chapter 31 from verse 3 to 10. Please let's go. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and with a shadowing shroud and of a high stature. And his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great. The deep set him up on high with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nest in his boughs, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he feared in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his heart. We will stop at verse 9, you know, but we all have to read it together so that we receive. God is speaking about you and I. Remember, we are trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord. He has planted us by him. And so we will take it from verse 3 to 9. Verse 3 to 9, and we will receive it. This is the will of God for us, every one of us, to be fed by him. He has planted us by him. Remember, he translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into God's own kingdom of his dear son. So he has planted us by him. He removed us the same way he removed Abraham and his seed from the Assyrian kingdom and planted them in the kingdom, in the promised land. The same way has he removed us from the kingdom of darkness and planted us by him, by the rivers of living waters. So let's receive it and thank God that this is us, in the name of Jesus. And so we are going to take it from verse 3 to 9, and we're going to thank God for his faithfulness, his work in our lives, every one of us, every household, every member of every household. This is you and I. His will towards you and I is to prosper us and to bring us to his own expected end. We are to drink of him. And so again, please let's read it. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches and with a shadowing shroud, and of a high stature. And his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great. The deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nest in his boughs, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fair trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. In the name of Jesus, let's receive that and thank God that we are the great tree. God has built us up, and our roots are in the waters of God. We drink of the waters of God. Every one of us in this place, every household in this church, we drink of the living waters. Our roots, they are in the living waters of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are fruitful. We increase to great height. And everything under heaven comes to take shelter under us in the name of Jesus. So we are built. We are built up to a great height by the rivers of the living God. God himself has increased us, and we give him all the glory. This is us, and we give God all the glory, each one of us individually and collectively. Lord, we bless you. Even the trees of the garden of Eden, they envy us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's open to Matthew 16. Let's also receive this for each one of us. For I tell you, we will grow in grace. We will increase in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus together in the name of Jesus. We will be strengthened with might in every area of our lives, in our hearts, in our souls, in everything pertaining to us, every one of us, in every household in this church. We will increase in strength. Our soul is at peace. We will increase in strength. We have received strength from God for our heart and our soul. And in every situation in this life, we have the strength of God. We have the strength of God. We are rock as our Jesus is the rock. Let's give him all the glory in the name of Jesus. Can a rock be broken? And Jesus cannot be broken. And so we have the same strength, that we be strong as the rock, and we will never be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For the people that do know their God shall be strong and do what? Great exploits. So let's take Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13 to 19 together. Okay, let's go. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, in Jesus' name. And so you can see Peter knew the person of Jesus, and then he has become strong. Peter there is Petros' rock. By the revelation knowledge of Jesus, we are made strong. For the word of God is the word of his power. So he has been made strong because he knew Jesus. He knew the person of Jesus. And we all know whatever Peter went through, remember, he overcame. The enemy could not overcome him because he has been made strong by the revelation of the person of Jesus, and he continued to grow. And that is the lot of you and I. Because we are knowing him, growing in that revelation knowledge of him as we go through the scriptures, we are made strong. We are made strong. The very word of God that is building us to be a mighty tree is also strengthening us on the inside and strengthening our soul, because we are growing in the knowledge of him. We are increasing in the knowledge of God and his grace, grace, power. And so you can see that this is you and I. We are the rock. Tell somebody, I am the rock in Christ Jesus. I'm growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, according as it is written. On this earth, I'm always victorious. Nothing can overcome me, because I've been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, because I know Jesus, and Jesus knows me. And whatsoever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever I lose on earth is loosed in heaven. Because the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. I know my God. I keep knowing my God. And I am being strengthened daily. I am the rock, as Jesus is my rock. He has given me his strength. Just as he is strong, I am strong. Because the people that do know their God shall be strong and do great exploit. Let's thank him for the fulfillment of all these verses we receive. As we are spoken in his ears, so has he done unto us. Let's thank him for every member of our household, that as we have spoken, we are trees of righteousness. We are trees. We are so high up, and we have the strength of Christ. We are rock. The rock of ages is our God. We are strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We have strength in our soul. Lord of glory, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord of glory. We thank you for strength. Strength in every area of our lives. Every one of us, we are strengthened in every area of life, in our spirit, soul, and body. We drink of the river of the water of life, of his strength, daily as we look into the scriptures. And we say, thank you, Lord, that we are strong. We are strong by the strength of Christ, and we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord, that this is our lot in this life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give God all the glory, that every child, every grandchild, Lord of glory, every mother, every father, every one of us, this is our lot. And we say thank you, that it be unto us as we have spoken in his ears, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Lord, we bless you and we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Please, let's open to Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, as we bow our heads to share the word of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Lord, we thank you as you speak to us, Lord of glory, the word of life, the word of your power, the word of your strength. Thank you, Lord. As we receive your word, it flows forth into our hearts, into our soul, into every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of revelation, knowledge of your glory pouring forth upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory, for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and mind, counsel and fear of God. Thank you, Lord, that we are hearers and doers of your word. Thank you, Lord of glory, that as we hear your word, we are people of hope in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Lord. Please, let's read Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 together. Please, let's go. While the earth remaineth, seed and harvest. Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Let's take it again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Let's go again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to look at the topic, times of seed and harvest for the children of God. There are times of seed and harvest for the children of God. There is the times of seed and harvest for the children of God. Thank you. Please, can you distribute this? Let everybody have one of it. I got some beans, seed, for each one of us to have, so that we will understand more and more what the Lord is saying to you and I this morning. And so again, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What is the Lord telling you and I? Seed time. There's a time when you have to sow seed, and there's a time for harvest. And of course, please let me have one too. Okay, thank you. And of course, seed time and harvest, you also have cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. You can see day and night there signifying the time of hardship, night, and the time of joy, day. And then you could see heat and summer, cold and winter. We all know that these are various seasons. And we know in the physical things we can get at this particular season. For example, we know in the winter we may not harvest anything. And of course, perhaps that corresponds with the time of night or the time of hard times that we go through. But of course, we also know that the seed time is very important to the harvest. Whether you harvest in winter or summer, cold and heat, the seed time is very important, and it determines whatever you have or whatever will sustain you during the winter or the night time or the cold or even the heat. The seed time is most important. Please let's open to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we will see there again the time. There is a time for everything, seed time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, let's take verses 1 and 2 together. Are we all there? Please say amen. Okay, let's go. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Let's go again. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Look at the last two sentences in verse 2. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. In other words, a time to plant and a time to harvest. But you cannot harvest without planting. We can see that always before the harvest, you have the word seed time or planting time. Planting time. Planting time. Please let's move to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Since we are there, let's look at from verse 4 to 6. And so you can see that if we miss the planting time or the seed time, there is no harvest. There is no harvest. And if we do not plant or have seed time, I tell you, all other things, the cold and the heat, the winter, the day, even the night will be affected. When others are rejoicing, they're having the daytime rejoicing with the harvest, because we have not planted, we cannot be rejoicing at the same time, because in their hands they have the harvest, but we have no harvest. And so again, you see that the seed time, the planting time, is essential. Let's read from verse 4 to 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Please let's go. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good, in the name of Jesus. And so we see a key. If you are looking at the wind representing the problems of life, you will not sow. If you are looking at things round about you, you will not plant anything. If you are regarding the clouds of life, okay, will there be cloud? Okay, is there, are they harvesting there, or are they doing well there? Then will I do anything? Then we will not reap, nor will we sow? And so again, we know not the ways of God, we know not the works of God, who maketh all things, unless he reveals to us. Now, look at verse 6. Sow thy seed in the morning, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. In other words, keep sowing seed. Whether it is raining, whether it is cold, whether it is night, whether it is day, even when you are harvesting, keep sowing the seed. Replace one harvest with another seed. In other words, keep sowing, don't stop. Whether it is windy or cloudy or sunny or cold or summer or heat or winter, keep sowing. Whether it is day or night, keep sowing the seed. Keep planting. Keep sowing. Don't allow anything to stop you from sowing. From sowing what? Please, let's look at Luke chapter 8, verse 11. So that we will understand what the Lord is telling us this morning. That it is the word of God. Don't ever stop looking into the word of God. Don't ever stop reading the word of God daily, even if it's one verse, and come to church to hear the word of God. For that is the planting and the sowing. You have to keep hearing the word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to daily guide you through the scriptures. You have to keep coming to church to hear the word. For then, when you go through the cold, the heat, and the winter, and the summer, and the day, and the night, every situation, every season of life, you know that you always have harvest. Because you're always sowing. You have never stopped to sow. You're always planting the word of God into your heart, into every area of your life. You never stop studying the word of God daily. You never stop coming to church, no matter the situation of life. Even when you are going through the night and the winters of life, when there's nothing, when all you are seeing is wind, you remove your eyes from the wind and you keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the word of God. He is the very words that we have to sow. He is the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. Please, let's read Luke chapter 8. Let's zero down to verse 11. We all know the story. It was the parable of the sower who was sowing the seed. And if you look at the parable of the sower, he was sowing in every area, even amongst thorns. He didn't say, because that is a thorn, I won't sow. Translated as, don't say it is winter or hamatan time or dry time. Don't say you are too busy to sow the word. Don't allow things round about us to stop the sowing of the word of God. The seed is the word of God. And so, please, let's read Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Please, let's go. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Hold the seed up and say, the seed is the word of God. The Bible I'm holding in my hand, as I read it, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, as we are doing right now, we are sowing seed. It is the seed. The word of God is the seed. The word of God is the seed. And so you can see the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. God is telling us we have to keep sowing the seed. Don't allow anything to ever stop you from sowing the seed into your life. For I tell you, it is that seed that will take care of every situation of life. It is that seed, when you harvest, you will see the will of God coming to pass. Harvest is synonymous with God's will being made manifest in the physical, in every area of our lives. And so, if we don't sow seed, how can He bring to naught the negative things we are going through and replace it with the harvest of His will? These are things we have to truly know. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. You know, what we do is, when there's trouble, we stay away from the church, from the congregation of the saints. We try to handle it, and we stop sowing the seed that will help us. The word of God is also the word of life. It is also the word of His power. So when we are sowing seed, we are receiving life into our hearts, into every area of our lives, and we are receiving at the same time the power of God. For the seed, which is the word of God, is also called the word of life and the word of His power. In that seed, please hold it up, is the life of God and the power of God. We have to truly understand the seed of the word of God. In the word of God is life. Remember John chapter 1? In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word is God. And in that word is life. And the scriptures made us to understand that the glory of the word of God is filled with the same word of God and grace or power. And we know the word of God is life. And so the word of His power is also the word of His life. We cannot separate the life of God from His power. All this we have to understand. Please, let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Tell somebody, if you don't sow, if you don't plant, you can't harvest. You can't receive anything from God. You have to sow, you have to plant, so that you can harvest the will of God in every situation of life. You have to keep sowing, so that you receive life, and life in abundance from the God of life. You have to keep sowing, you have to keep planting, so that you receive the word of power into every area of your life. You have to keep sowing and planting, so that you harvest at every stage of your life the will of God for you, in Jesus' name. And I tell you, part of that harvest is also divine help in every situation of life. As you sow, shall you reap, isn't it? Aha. We have to understand, God sees us as we sow and as we are planting, and He will make sure we get the harvest according to the seed that we plant. But if we don't plant anything, don't expect any harvest. In fact, if we don't plant, what we have is weed. Weed represent what? Wrong words. Wrong words. By default, we are planting wrong things, things that are not of God. And so it is very, very important for us to always make sure we are planting, we are sowing every day, even if it's one verse a day. It is for our own good. And I tell you, God rewards every seed planted with a great harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Are we in Matthew chapter 13? Please, let's take it from verse 31 to 33. Please, let's go. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. In the name of Jesus, amen. And so again, you see, the mustard seed is smaller than the seed we're all holding this morning. And God is saying to us that his word, from Genesis to Revelations, according as it is written in Old King James under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, is patterned to that mustard seed. I tell you, as we all have one seed now in our hands, when we all look at it, supposing I say, go home and cook this single seed and you'll be filled, what will you think? You think, oh, there must be something wrong. She has gone, you know, way too above, isn't it? And yet the Lord is saying that one seed, the mustard seed, the word of God, is more than enough to see us through this life, to help us in everything. The word of God, patterned to that mustard seed, is able to do things to take care of us, because that seed is the Son of the living God who has been planted into our lives. The day we accepted him, his glory, filled with grace and truth, remember, came to dwell on the inside of us, Christ in us, our hope of glory. So we have that seed, the potential, the seed, the mustard seed is in you, is in me. For the glory, the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of us is filled with truth, all the word of God. Another word for truth is the word of God. And so he's filled with grace, the power of God and truth. So we have the seed, the potential to become the mighty tree that we read this morning. We have the potential. But you have to keep watering. How do you water? Sowing the seed. Sowing, you keep sowing. Because the word of God is also the water of the seed. The water that will make the seed, the truth on the inside of us to grow. That truth has grace, the power to grow. But we have to allow the water of the word to flow, to keep flowing and to keep growing. And that is where you and I, we come in. Our responsibility is to keep sowing, is to keep planting the word of God into every area of our lives, is to keep looking to the word of God daily, studying it, coming to church to hear the word of God as we are all hearing now, understanding, knowing the person of Christ. And as we are knowing, that is us watering the seed. And as we are knowing him, power will increase to make us strong. As we have read, we become rock as he is. Nothing will be able to break us. The problems of life will not overcome us because we're growing in His strength. Because we continue to plant. We continue to sow. Even if nothing is moving, as we used to say, we keep sowing and planting. That is the key. For what we will reap in times of cold, winter, summer, heat, day and night depends on that sowing of the Word of God. The planting of the Word of God. A son of God in Christ Jesus. Anyone who had accepted Christ cannot avoid it. If you want the will of God for your life, if you want the divine help, all this is harvest. That's the harvest. You harvest the will of God. You harvest help from God. That's the harvest. You harvest divine intervention. You harvest wisdom, direction as when needed. That is the harvest we're talking about. You harvest strength. You harvest great and mighty things from God. For God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ever ask or think, according to the power at work in us. So it is you. Your harvest is in your hands, not in the hands of anybody. You determine the harvest. As a man soweth, so shall he also reap. And I tell you, God is not mocked. If you have not been sowing and planting the Word of God, you can't harvest the will and the strength and the life of God and the things of God. You can't harvest help from God. These are things we have to realize. Let's zero down to verse 31 again of that same Matthew 13. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Please underline that. Which a man took and sowed in his field. Did it say which a pastor took and sowed in your field? You have to take. As we are hearing now, if you are hearkening, making sure the Holy Ghost teaches you, you are listening, you are very attentive, and you are understanding, you are taking the Word of God and sowing it into the field of your life. Even I myself am hearing the Word of God, and I'm taking it, I'm sowing it into my life. Even though you may think, oh, but she is the one speaking. No, it's the Holy Spirit speaking. And my spirit too is also hearing the voice of the Word of God. And so you see a key. A man took and sowed in his field the mustard seed, the seed of the Word of God. So you have to keep doing it. Even if it's one verse, don't wait till another Sunday before you hear the Word of God. You have to keep doing it. And of course, avail yourselves the opportunities. Fridays and Wednesdays is important. Bible study too. All these designed for us to hear the Word of God and have His Word sowed into our lives. Even on Mondays, we have discipleship classes. All these geared towards taking the seed of the Word of God and sowing it into our lives. Sowing and planting. Seed time will never cease. If we want harvest time to never cease in our lives, please tell somebody. Seed time will never cease. if we don't want harvest time to cease, if we want seed time to never cease, then we have to keep sowing. If we want harvest time to never cease, we have to keep sowing seed. We have to ensure seed time does not stop. Planting time does not cease in our lives. Read your Bible and pray every day. That is the seed time. We give God all the glory. Amen and amen. And so again, we see the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. So male and female created he them. So we all, individually, children, adult, every one of us, we have to keep taking the grain of seed of the word of God and sow it in our lives in the name of Jesus. And verse 32 says, which indeed is the least of all seeds. I tell you, the word of God is so easy to overlook it and think it is nothing. Oh, because the physical is more real to the physical senses. The word of God is spirit. God is spirit. We have to understand spirit goes with spirit. God says the words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. And the word of God is written down for you and I. And so we have to keep sowing the seed into every area of our lives, the seed of the word of God. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Let's look into it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Please let's go. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Please let's go again. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. You can see, rewarded again, the harvest time. But look at it, don't look down on the seed. You know, the mustard seed is the smallest. And you think, oh, there's nothing to it. But I tell you, that same seed, God is telling us that the seed, which is his word, is more than enough to take care of every area of our lives. Let's imagine this seed here. Let's say it is the word of God. God is telling you and I that we will take this one seed home. We will cook it and we'll be filled up. And we'll have leftovers. Isn't that wonderful? Remember the parable of the 5 fish and loaves. They did not feed thousands left over. That is the pattern of the seed, of the word of God. The word of God is able to take care of every area of our lives. If we only remember that we need to keep sowing it, planting it, looking into the word of life daily, never stopping, even when it is summer, winter, cold, when things are hard in court, we have to keep sowing the seed of the word of God. We have to keep planting it into our hearts. We have to keep studying the word of God, even if it's one verse a day, asking the Holy Ghost to open the eyes of our understanding to the word of God. And we also have to come to church to hear the word. No matter how long, remember it took Caleb 40 5 years in the desert. And that's why we need to understand. Caleb was 40 years old when he left Egypt. So he was born into slavery. He was born into hardship per se. But look at 45 years in the desert of life. And yet he kept being in the presence of God. He kept hearing the word. And look at Caleb became a landowner. Caleb became a man who was leaving land, giving land to his daughters and their husbands. He became a landowner who left things to his children. The generations of the righteous are blessed. We see how the word of power kept Caleb in that desert. And I tell you, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have to understand that the word of God is enough, more than enough for our lives. We have to understand, if we want guardians, the word of God. If we want breakthroughs, the word of God. If we want the will of God to be done in our life, the word of God. If we want things, his divine help, his divine intervention, we have to keep sowing and planting the word of God into our hearts. We cannot afford to not hear the word of God. And so it is very important for us to make sure that we go to a Bible preaching church to continue to hear the word of God and to study the word of God at home under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. The two have to go together, because one, God has put in place safety measure. If I'm preaching something wrong now, you that you're at home, God may reveal to you. See? And God may use you to check me. If you have got into something wrong, God may use me to preach, and you realize that what you are holding on to is not the word of God, but falsehood. And so you will let it go and receive the seed of the word of God. All this to help us all of our days on the face of the earth. As a man soweth, so shall he also what? Reap. And so seed time and harvest for a child of God, those words are to you and I, not the heathen. The heathen don't study the word of God. It is we, sons of God, he's addressing those words to. Seed time and harvest shall never cease. Don't say because of the troubles of life, you will stop sowing. You will stop planting. You won't harvest. And you need a harvest that is help. Help in that trouble of life. The harvest we're talking about, they're also called the will of God. Help, daily help, the life of God, strength of God, when we need it, divine direction, wisdom, all sorts of things. Those are the harvest. And if you are not sowing, if you are not planting, how can you have divine direction? And the prophets we go to, because we are not sowing, God is not mocked. They will speak lies. And that is the weed. Any place you don't sow, you don't clear and sow a proper crop, what will grow there? It's weed. And it's the same thing too with spiritual things. If you are not sowing the word of God into your life, weed is growing. And the harvest is weed seed, weed, you know, plant. And we know weed cannot do anything good for us. And it's the same thing. If we want the help of God, the scripture is quite clear. God does all things according to what? Truth. His word. God speaks and performs his word. And that's why we have to understand that we cannot afford to despise this small seed which we are using to pattern the word of God. For he says the word of God is the seed. The seed is the word of God. And the reason why he's telling you his word is seed is because he knows his word will grow. His word will grow. His word will grow. Just as that little leaven walked through the whole dough, so does the word of God grow mightily on the face of the earth. It will grow in your life. It will grow in my life. Please, let's open to the book of Acts, chapter 19. The word of God grows. God grows himself in our lives. For God and his word are one. God increases himself in our lives. He fills us with himself as we continue to sow and plant the word of himself. As we are hearing the word of God now, we're sowing the word of God into our lives. Especially if you are so attentive and you are following the scriptures. We're sowing the word of God into our hearts. The word of God is being put into our hearts. It is increasing. The seed of his glory in us is increasing, filling us to overflowing if we continue. That is how the word of God grows. And then his strength. For the word of God is also the word of his power. He's strengthening us in our hearts. He's also strengthening us in our soul. He's also, as we are hearing the word of God is cleansing us, cleansing our soul, cleansing away the wrong things. That's how the harvest is part of the harvest. Cleansing us of every bad habit. That's part of the harvest. Because you are sowing and planting the word. Strengthening the soul. That's part of the harvest. Inner strength is part of the harvest. And so we understand. Seed time and harvest shall never cease. Cold and heat. Summer and winter shall never cease, day and night. In other words, times of hardship, in quote, will come unto us. Remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. Christ says, in this world we'll have what? Troubles, but be of good cheer. He has already overcome them. And so part of the harvest is that in the troubles of life, he will come in and turn it around. That is the harvest. Because you keep sowing the word and planting the word. But if you don't keep sowing and planting the word, and you also come to a Bible preaching church, I tell you, he will not turn anything around. You will just be going from one church to another thinking, okay, maybe they don't have power there. Maybe, you know, nothing is working. Okay, there's a place where they are doing deliverance. You will shift there and you keep going, because Christ has already delivered. He cannot be crucified twice. It is you now who has to sit down and be planted and rooted by the word of his power. Hear the word so that you receive help in time of need. Hear the word and keep hearing. Reorganize your whole life round about the word, because that is your life. If you truly want divine intervention, help all of your days on the face of the earth, and you don't want to end up living a life of regret, a life of sorrow, return back to the word. Don't despise the word. Yes, it's a small seed in quote. Yes, there are words written out in the pages here. They seem to be, oh, well, ordinary words. I tell you, if you refocus, return to it, and ask the Holy Ghost to open the eyes of your understanding to his words, and you diligently study, even if it's one verse a day, and you diligently come to church, I tell you, one day, like Caleb, at 85 years old, he was rejoicing. No regret. He was in the desert of life. And in that desert, he had cold too, winter too, heat too, day and night. But I tell you, even in the desert, he was harvesting. Did you not hear his testimony? All what they went through, he said, God kept me in the desert. God strengthened him in the desert. And the same God who did it for Caleb is still the same God today. He hasn't stopped doing his miracles. He hasn't lost his power, but he does his word, his power. He uses his power to perform the word of himself. And that's why you and I have to keep sowing and planting the word of God into our lives. And patiently wait. Patiently wait. Patiently wait. Trusting in him that no matter what, our harvest is always good. Our harvest is always good. Like Caleb, he harvested strength. God kept him. He said, I'm still as young and strong as I left Egypt 40 years ago. And yet he is saying that at age 85. He said, give me this mountain and I will drive out the inhabitants. I tell you, you can see harvest. Harvest. He never lost any of his physical faculties. That is the harvest. And I tell you, that generation that followed him into the promised land were people of the word. They were hearing the word. As compared to the generation that died in the desert, they were not sowing the word into their lives. It is clear cut. And those things are written for us to understand, so that we will know the ways of God. So that we will have help all of our days. We will learn to depend on God and his word alone and his power. Not depend on man who is falling the same as we are. We wouldn't be here today if not for the grace of God, the mercy of God. His power lifted us up from the kingdom of darkness, setting us free and translated us into the kingdom of his dear own Son. And so again, we see a great key. Please let's open to the book of Acts. As I said, are we there? Let's look at verse 20. Please, let's read it together. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Let's go again. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Please, let's go again. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So we see the word of God will grow. The seed must grow if we continue to sow and plant it in our lives. For as we are sharing the word of God now, His presence is here. Where the word of God is, the person of God is. God is never in a place of lies or wrong doctrines. You have to know that. And so, He is here, His word is here. I tell you, the river of His Spirit is flowing upon the very waters we are hearing there. The God who spoke His very words is the one that will grow His words. He is the one that will increase His words in our lives. And that's why it is He does all things by the word of His power. So this seed, the word of God, will grow. It must grow. God and His word are one. So in short, God is the seed of His word. For God and His word are one. And we know God keeps increasing. Heaven and earth cannot contain His glory. His glory is above the heavens. His glory is above the earth. The earth is His footstool. Nobody can know the beginning and the end, for He keeps increasing. He will never stop to increase. For so mightily grew the word of God, till His word prevails. The word of God is still growing. It's still growing. For God and His word are one, and He is still growing. And I tell you, we will never stop to grow. For as He is, so are we in this world. And that's to tell you that it is the word of God. That is God Himself. God and His word are one. The word of God in you, as you are sowing it daily, is growing in you. How can you be overcome by the problems of life? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Thy rod, and that is the word of God, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And His strength is made available according to His word. His strength in the soul, His strength to give peace for the soul in the midst of trouble is by His word. For the word of God is the word of His power. So you and I cannot but continue to plant and sow, which is the same as we hearing the word of God daily. We take our Bibles, even if it's one verse, we hear the word of God. And at home, we continue, we come to church, we hear, we do the same at home. We continue to sow the seed of the word of God. If you don't sow or plant the word of God into your life, you won't harvest help from God. You won't harvest breakthrough. You won't harvest great and mighty things. His will, His divine intervention. God does things by the word of His power. That's part of the harvest. You won't harvest well-being, even health, even strength. You can see the seed, which is the word of God, is more than enough for every area of our lives. And we give Him all the glory. And so again, you see, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God, as it is going into your heart, as we hear, is growing. And that word is the word of life. And it's also the word of power. He will strengthen you with might by His Spirit in the inner man. His Spirit works with His word. God does all things according to His word. God performs His word. If you don't have His word in your heart, what will He perform? If the word of God you are speaking, if you are just quoting it, forget it, it won't work. It has to be in the heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it is what is in the heart the Holy Ghost will speak out. We have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe. When we believe the word of God, that's the word of God getting into our heart. And then we now speak. By the same spirit of faith who helps us to believe, putting his word in our heart, increasing the word, strengthening us by the word of his power, he also speaks the word from the depth of our heart, because the word is in the heart. And we have to understand. So you have to keep sowing seed. You have to keep planting. Don't say, oh, because I'm going through the hardship of life, so you won't keep sowing and planting. Then how will you get out of the hardship of life? For part of the harvest is getting out of the hardship of life. God will make way where there seems to be no way. He will make way in the wilderness, according to his word. You have to have that word in you, so that he will use that word to confirm the word. He will make way for you out of that trouble of life. And these are things we have to truly know. And so again, the word of God will grow in our lives. Please, let's flip forward to the book of Acts chapter 20. Verse 32. And so now we understand, as we sow, shall we also reap? As we sow the word of God in our lives, so shall we reap. We can't fool God. If you are not sowing, you are not planting the word of God into your life, and you want miracle, don't you know that is deception you are inviting? It's falsehood. For the God we serve does all things according to truth. So, which God is giving you supposed breakthrough without the word of God? Which spirit is there without the word of God? For God and his word are one and same. Where the word of God is, the presence of God is there. For God and his word are one and same. Where the word of God is not, God will not be there. I tell you, the word of God is being sowed and planted into our lives this morning as we are hearing the word of God. Every one of us, we're all hearing the word of the voice of God. The voice of the word of the living God. And as we believe by faith flowing from him, I tell you, we're having the word planted, sowed into our hearts. Please, let's read the book of Acts chapter 20. And let's look at verse 32. Please, let's go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Please, let's go again. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. See a key. I commend you, I commit you into the hands of God and to his word. The two, God and his word, are one and the same. The word of his grace, word of his power. Remember, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, God upholds all things by the word of his power. God does all things by the word of his power, by truth, says Psalm 33, verse 4. And if you go down the same Psalm 33, you will see he speaks and it is done. And so, the word of God to build you up, for us to be that tree planted by the rivers of living water. And that tree is not only increasing in height, but it also has inner strength. For it is rooted in the Lamb. It is rooted in the rivers of living waters. It is planted by the rivers of living waters. It is drawing root from the living waters, the Spirit of God, says Psalm 1 to us well. And we read Ezekiel chapter 31, or is it 32? And we saw it there. The tree, its roots are in deep waters. God is the river of living waters. You have to understand that. Because we keep planting and sowing the word of God, He's building us up. Yes, we're His sons. But if we don't continue in the word, it will just be seed in us. We won't grow. We have to plant the seed in our lives, the field of our lives. And we have to keep hearing, keep sowing every time the word of God. And so, you see, the word of His grace, which is able to build you up. Build you up. Not only in height and in girth, but also in strength, inner strength. Strengthen them with might by His Spirit in the inner man. And then strength for our souls. Psalm 138 verses 1 to 5. The word will strengthen the soul. We have to keep planting. We have to keep doing it. Don't say because it's winter you won't sow. Don't say because you are in the midst of the troubles of life you won't sow. You won't harvest. And that harvest is made manifest as getting you out of the troubles of life. We have to understand. And so again, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up, to strengthen you as the rock. Just like Christ as He is, so are we on the face of the earth. To make us great, to bring to pass His will, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So His will for us on the face of the earth, and in the by and sweet by and by, you can see God and the word of His power, God and the word of His grace, God and the word of His strength, God and the word of His might. And we have to. So now we understand. Please let's go back to Genesis chapter 8. Verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. What the Lord is telling you and I is that all of our days on the face of the earth, we have to keep sowing the word into our lives. We have to keep going to the congregation of the saints, hearing the word of life. And at home, even if it's one verse. For I tell you, the harvest will surely come. Caleb harvested, not only at the end of 40 years in the desert, but even while he was going through the hardship of life, he was harvesting help, strength. You have to understand all these things. We will go through lots of things on the face of the earth. We will harvest deliverance. For the word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. In other words, the time when the Lord turns around the captivity of Zion, when you receive breakthrough, when you receive healing, when you receive help, when you receive divine turnaround, is because of the harvest. You never stop to sow seed. you never stop to sow seed so that you harvest these good things. The harvest of the seed, the harvest of the word of God, strength, everything, his purpose, his will, breakthroughs, his favors. It's because of the seed and the planting time that you make sure you never cease doing.